Go listen, download, and subscribe to Porn Talk. Defeat the porn monster. Porn Talk is hosted by powerful Eric and can be found on iTunes, YouTube, and the website porntalk.org. End the porn habit. Reclaim your power. It's not just a show about breaking addictions. It's about breaking belief systems. We are bound by self-imposed and societal chains. Break the chains. Get empowered now with Porn Talk. Again, that's P-O-R-N-T-A-L-K. Can be found today, porntalk.org. Stream it on Apple Podcasts. Learn more about the host at the website powerfuleric.com. And to be clear, it's not just about addiction recovery. It's about making a great life and being the best version of yourself. Learn more, stream today, share with your social networks as well. That's Porn Talk. End the porn habit. Reclaim your power with Porn Talk. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. You can also follow on Instagram at powerful_Eric.
Hey guys, have you ever cried because you laugh so hard at something so stupid? Well, you will with Cup to Cup. It's the comedy podcast. It's kind of like a late night talk show with a Wayne's World twist. They are changing the comedy podcast scene. It's geared to entertain, laugh, and get you through the daily grind. And no, don't worry, it doesn't have anything to do with Two Girls in One Cup. This show is anything but dull. Cup to Cup has incredible stories, discussions, and topics that we've all thought about, but we've never said out loud. Seriously, there's nothing off limits with these guys except for one thing, politics. But no one needs it, and they don't talk about it. And the show takes on a whole new meaning to March Madness brackets. Instead of basketball, they let the listeners vote on the bracket subjects and rank the matchups. Think about the last debate you had. Let's say it was about the best Marvel character or movie. Now put that in a bracket. So guys, check them out by searching for Cup to Cup Comedy on any podcast app.
It's time for your weekly fix of wrestling nostalgia when we look at wrestling's past eras from the Attitude Era to the Reality Era.
I'd like to think that maybe this company will be better after Vince McMahon's dead, but the fact is, it's going to get taken over by his idiotic daughter and his doofus son-in-law and the rest of his stupid family.
To today. Here on the WWE Podcast.
Guys, welcome to the wrestling nostalgia portion of the WWE podcast. It's Sunday, March 24th, 2019. Want to welcome you to the show. I'm always excited about this show for the week. The wrestling nostalgia portion of the show, really, I don't know, I mean, I love reviewing Raw and SmackDown, especially now that we're rolling into WrestleMania season. There is no shortage of things to talk about there. But there's just something special about the wrestling nostalgia portion that I do. And maybe it's because of just that. It's nostalgia. And maybe it's me living in the past a bit from the memories that brought me into wrestling. The memories that I go back to on YouTube. The memories that I go back to on the WWE Network. And there are times when I live for the glory days. And I think we're all at times guilty of that, for better or worse. I mean, when you go back to your roots and you go back to what brought you to the dance, it reminds you why you're a fan. And no memory serves me better for this purpose than the one I'm sharing with you guys today. And I can't say it's my favorite memory, because as Jim Ross always says, it's like picking your favorite child. I mean, I don't know how you pick a favorite moment. This is one of my favorites. But just because it's the first one that I really have doesn't mean it's my favorite. But it is up there, wherever that may be in my top five list or whatever. And it brought me in. It captivated me as a, at the time, oh my gosh, let me do the math, a 12-year-old fan, very naive to the product. Very new and not educated whatsoever on what professional wrestling was. And this is, of course, what I'm talking about. is the very first Hell in a Cell with Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. So I'm going to walk you guys through a little bit of what I was thinking back then. And, of course, give you guys some audio from that time. The audio quality is not the best that I'm going to pull you guys. But you'll get a sense of reliving that moment if you haven't done it already. And many new fans out there, guys, I highly recommend that you go take a listen and or watch this match. It is just so perfectly done. The story is just superb. And you're doing yourself a disservice by not watching this match. It is just awesome. And not just because it's the first, but there are two pros in there doing what they do best, and that's telling a hell of a story. So we're going to get to all of that, all of it. But before I do, I just want to set the table, guys. If you've never listened to me before, this is the WWE Podcast, and I do a show two, sometimes three times a week. And as WrestleMania creeps closer, I may get more towards that three or more. Maybe more shows a week, because as the final shows close into WrestleMania, there will be no doubt a no shortage of talking points. And I also noticed that WWE on their homepage is, I don't know if they're taking a poll on who should main event WrestleMania, whether it's Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar or the triple threat for the women's Raw Women's Championship. Now, I agree that there was only one main event, but WWE loves to press the narrative every year that you'll be in a main event, or it's one of the main events. BS. There's one main event. You want to know what that main event is? The one that goes on last. Don't give me a main event. Main event is a singular term. Main event means there's one. Main event means you are the show. Main event means you are the lasting image as the show goes off the air, a la you are the main event. It's never main events. It's not a plural term. If you think it's a plural term, you have been influenced by the corporate speak of WWE. It is not a plural term. So, guys, thank you once again for joining me. You can find me everywhere that you have audio, whether you have Android, whether you have Apple. It really doesn't matter. And I also encourage you to go ahead and give me, if you think I deserve it, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It's really helping me move up in the rankings. I want to thank all of you who have done so. It is one of the best and most free way to help out the show, and it's noticed and it's appreciated. Also, if you guys don't like ads, I know that I have some people, you got a lot of ads in your show. Well, that's what keeps the lights on in this show. That's what really is the lifeblood of this show are the sponsors. And I want to thank the sponsors. But if you don't want to hear them, you just want me, you just want my audio, and you don't want to hear all the extra stuff, then cool. You can head over to patreon.com/WWE podcast and you can get this show 100% ad free. And it's only $1 a month to start. $1. And you can remove every single ad. Every show that I do is ad free on Patreon. So head over there, and if you want that link and you don't want to write it down, just go to my Twitter feed at the WWE Podcast. You can click on that link right in the bio and head over to patreon.com and get yourself an ad-free experience of the show that I know many of you probably want. I know ads are sometimes a bit of an inconvenience, but you got to remember it is what keeps this show rolling. Doing a podcast is not a free gig. Trust me, it's not a free deal. There are expenses that come with it, and it helps support those expenses. So anyway, guys, I'm going to take a very, very small break. And you're going to want to stick around. And the reason you want to stick around is because this is one of my favorite memories. It is something I'm very passionate about, is this match. And I'm going to give you guys some audio from it and, of course, my opinions and my thoughts and memories from 22 years ago. Man, 22 years ago. So, guys, stay with me on the other side. All of that coming your way.
Go listen, download, and subscribe to Porn Talk. Defeat the porn monster. Porn Talk is hosted by Powerful Eric and can be found on iTunes, YouTube, and the website porntalk.org. End the porn habit. Reclaim your power. It's not just a show about breaking addictions. It's about breaking belief systems. We are bound by self-imposed and societal chains. Break the chains. Get empowered now with Porn Talk. Again, that's P-O-R-N-T-A-L-K. Can be found today, porntalk.org. Stream it on Apple Podcasts. Learn more about the host at the website powerfuleric.com. And to be clear, it's not just about addiction recovery. It's about making a great life and being the best version of yourself. Learn more, stream today, share with your social networks as well. That's Porn Talk. End the porn habit. Reclaim your power with Porn Talk. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. You can also follow on Instagram at powerful_Eric.
Hey guys, so listen, I just came across this awesome podcast. I'm a podcast snob, and this is one that you have to check out. It is the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. It's called Cigar Talk. It has the best interviews, cigar reviews, and the best giveaways. From cigar enthusiasts to the cigar aficionado, they have something for everyone. So go grab yourself a cigar and tune into Cigar Talk. It's available on iTunes, Anchor, and Spotify. And you can also find them at CigarTalkPodcast.com. All right, guys, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me here. And let's get to some audio from the 1997 pay-per-view entitled Bad Blood, October 5th, 1997. And this was, again, something that I'll let you guys listen to real quick. All right, guys, I'm gonna pause it right here, and the reason I'm gonna pause it is because there's a second part to this, and that is Kane's debut, which was absolutely amazing, perfectly done, awesome story. Paul Bearer, who was the manager of The Undertaker, had been saying for weeks and months that his younger brother Kane is still alive from a fire that had happened when they were children at a funeral home, and Undertaker didn't believe it. Paul Bearer continued to insist that Kane was alive, and Allah, we have Paul Bearer producing Kane at this pay-per-view, costing the Undertaker the match, as you know, we all know. I don't think it's spoilers at this point. But Kane debuted. Man, will he ever be The Undertaker? No. But man, was he a monster in his own right. I don't think he should have been compared to The Undertaker. And the reason I say that is because there is nobody like The Undertaker. When Kane debuted, he was a complete monster. Ripped the door off the cell, ends up tombstoning The Undertaker, and from there it produced a program for The Undertaker and Kane to face each other at WrestleMania 14. It was just, oh my gosh. And when you look, and when you guys heard that chair shot from Kane or from Undertaker to Shawn Michaels, that was one of the most just flush, brutal chair shots. Michaels is covered in blood. He cut himself perfectly. The story leading up to this, because to me that is so important. They had a series of matches before this that psychologically made sense to put these two in a cell. They had a one-on-one match. They had a, I believe, a lumberjack match at Ground Zero, the pay-per-view before this, in which it ended in a no contest, and Michaels was able to escape. So their third match should be a Hell in a Cell. It wasn't just a pay-per-view built into the schedule of the year that we now have, which the value and the mystique of the Cell is all but gone. And it's not only gone because of the fact that it's just built into the schedule, and whatever rivalries happen to be going on at that time, they're going to put them in the Cell. It's that the stories don't warrant the Cell. These two, of course, are Hall of Famers. But the story was perfect. And then having the loss to The Undertaker, or the loss to Shawn Michaels at the hands of Kane, was just it was a moment. And I, at that time, I was 12 years old. I told you this. I was 12 years old, and I'm thinking that this is the, you know, I kind of know it's fake. I had a friend who introduced me to wrestling, and I'll say his name because there's the odds of him listening. I mean, who cares? His name was Derek Adams, and I had went to a Catholic school with him, and he introduced me to wrestling. And when he told me about it, how cool it was, and he let me know that it's fake. But I was looking at it, and I was like, are you sure this is fake? You know, like, these guys were laying it in each other, and I was watching this rivalry between Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, and they were so convincing. The story was so convincing, and I remember, and I was just watching the promo video of the workers who were flown in from all over the country to build the Cell, and they had this really just dramatic music in the background, and it's never been done before. It was just amazing, and it is just an example of what you can do with great storytelling. And yes, it didn't hurt that these two are all-star Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Famers. I mean, of course. But it was just in the match itself, of course, where you had Undertaker dominate Shawn Michaels for the majority of the match. A couple of hope spots for Shawn getting some offense. And one of the standout moments for me is when Shawn hit that sweet chin music on Undertaker, and Undertaker sold it for about 3 seconds and then sat up. And then Michaels just went ballistic, didn't know what to do. It was good timing for a referee who had just taken a bump to escape the cage, escapes the cell, and then ends up taking a bump about halfway up the cell, off of the cell, into the announce tables. Just so well done. Michael's bloodied. I mean, he looked like a million bucks. And I mean that as a compliment. I don't mean that facetiously or sarcastically. Shawn Michaels cut himself just perfectly for that crimson mask, as they say. And it just added to the drama. And I miss the blood once in a while. I really do. I miss the blood. I know that that's not going to create ratings in and of itself. I know it's a PG environment now. But sometimes blood is warranted. And in this case, it was absolutely warranted based on how hot their feud was. And you're in Hell in a Cell. So it made total sense. And it happened when Undertaker catapulted Shawn Michaels into the outside of the cell, when they eventually made it to the outside. And if you watch, you can actually see Shawn Michaels cutting himself as he's being catapulted into the cell. I just try to suspend my disbelief there and pretend that didn't happen. But it was, again, guys, I just can't say enough about this match. Was it a 5-star classic by today's standards? No, not by today's standards, that we have now rejiggered or reconstructed our 5-star rating system. In other words, what we as fans think of as 5-star matches now, you'd look back and go, really, Matt, you think this is a 5-star match? Well, here's the difference between then and now. Now, we look at 5-star matches as only what happens inside the ring, how many cool flips and flops somebody can do and near falls we can have, versus back then when the pace was slower and the story was better. You want me to repeat that last line? The story was better. Stories and storytelling can make up for a lackluster physical portion of the match. And you may go back and, again, you're probably, those of you who haven't seen it, going to think that I'm crazy for thinking that's a five-star match. But in my mind, it was not just because, oh, it's nostalgia, so I, kind of artificially inflate my perception of what it was back then because it was just so cool. But no, it was because it was just one of those perfect stories. I mean, look how Undertaker and Shawn did at WrestleMania 25 that many believe saved that WrestleMania. That was a classic. They are just peanut butter and jelly when they get in there. Their styles complement each other. They wouldn't in 2019, but they did back in 2009 when they faced each other at WrestleMania 25. And then, obviously, in 1997 collision when they had at Bad Blood. So, again, guys, I just, I love it. I'd highly recommend it. Anybody to go take a look. And just trust me when I say this, though. You can't look at it and judge it by today's standards because the product has changed so much in 22 years that your ideology and your idea of what a five-star match is evolves. And what it is now may not be what it was back then, at least in your mind. But in real time, in that era, in that moment, it was one of the best matches I've ever seen. Especially, in number one, main reason is the story it told, which is all we want to do, right? I mean, that's what professional wrestling is. So, highly recommend you guys check it out, and I'll leave it at that. So, I'm going to take one more quick break, but on the other side, guys, I know this is a wrestling nostalgia show, and it is. By all means, it is. But on the other side, I'm going to get to some comments about WrestleMania, some news coming out, injury reports, that kind of stuff. Just give you guys a little bit of an update. I know Raw is tomorrow night, so obviously we'll have a lot more talking points to discuss, and then SmackDown Live on Tuesday night. So on the other side, guys, I'm going to get to more current events. So stay right here.
Go listen, download, and subscribe to Porn Talk. Defeat the porn monster. Porn Talk is hosted by Powerful Eric and can be found on iTunes, YouTube, and the website porntalk.org. End the porn habit. Reclaim your power. It's not just a show about breaking addictions. It's about breaking belief systems. We are bound by self-imposed and societal chains. Break the chains. Get empowered now with Porn Talk. Again, that's PORNTALK. Can be found today, porntalk.org. Stream it on Apple Podcasts. Learn more about the host at the website PowerfulEric.com. And to be clear, it's not just about addiction recovery. It's about making a great life and being the best version of yourself. Learn more, stream today, share with your social networks as well. That's Porn Talk. End the porn habit. Reclaim your power with Porn Talk. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. You can also follow on Instagram at Powerful_Eric.
Hey guys, so listen. I just came across this awesome podcast. I'm a podcast snob, and this is one that you have to check out. It is the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. It's called Cigar Talk. It has the best interviews, cigar reviews, and the best giveaways. From cigar enthusiasts to the cigar aficionado, they have something for everyone. So go grab yourself a cigar and tune into Cigar Talk. It's available on iTunes, Anchor, and Spotify. And you can also find them at CigarTalkPodcast.com. All right, welcome back. Thank you guys for sticking with me. Some little news I want to go over here is this whole controversy of Kurt Angle and the fans being outraged that Baron Corbin was his selection for his final opponent at WrestleMania 35. And I gave you guys my opinion on this in my show last time, and while I'm not thrilled with it, I don't think anybody's thrilled with it. And now, guys, this is, of course, assuming that this is going to stick. WWE could very well may switch his opponent out for, as we all hope, John Cena, or another opponent of his choosing that is much more high profile and I'm sorry, deserving of a WrestleMania spot with the guy. This is Kurt freaking Angle. I mean, the Olympic gold medalist. I don't care if you think that his TNA days tarnished his WWE legacy. It hasn't. It has not. And Kurt Angle is deserving of more than Baron Corbin. That's, again, Baron Corbin's just not anywhere near Kurt Angle's level of accomplishment. And having him at WrestleMania face Kurt Angle for his final match, just to me, while storyline-wise, I will fully admit, makes sense, it's not a WrestleMania makes sense moment. This needs to be a feel-good moment for Kurt, who needs just to tap somebody out and ride off into the sunset and call it a career. I think that's what it needs to be. And I hope it's not Baron Corbin, but I'll watch if it's Baron Corbin. You know, maybe I'll watch. But I'm not outraged like most fans are. I'm not freaking out. I'm just kind of disappointed that it's like, oh, okay, it makes sense. But I'm sorry, Baron Corbin's not big enough. You know, I'm not sorry. Corbin is not a big name. End of subject. And it's not WrestleMania worthy. So that's that. And again, that's one of the few times you guys will hear me say that. It's not worth even the storyline to have a guy in there. But it is Kurt Angle's last match. So that kind of washes out that. Some late-breaking news that Kurt Angle is going to be facing AJ Styles on SmackDown Live this week. That's a channel changer. I mean, these two have a storied history in TNA. There's no doubt that the ability of AJ Styles far outweighs Kurt Angle at this point in his career. So it'll be interesting to see how these two mesh. I think that they will mesh just fine. The problem is Kurt Angle is, you know, 2.5 steps slower than he was. His body has got 1,000 miles on it. Actually, that's not a whole lot. About 100,000 miles on it. And he's just Father Time has gotten to him, and injuries and everything else. So, you know, he's taken probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of bumps in his career. I mean, it's just called time to call it. And but it'd be interesting and cool to see Kurt face AJ Styles, and what I'm sure will end up being some kind of non-finish, as Randy Orton may interject himself in the match. And as you know, we probably won't get a finish. I that smells of a non-finish. So that was just some late breaking news on the Kurt Angle front. And you know, some other things I want to talk about. You know, I talked quickly on the blood. I know I don't need blood, but sometimes, man, blood just adds to the story, even if it's by accident. Think about what happened with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania a couple of years ago. Think about what happened to Becky Lynch more recently when she accidentally got her face busted open by Nia Jax. It was an iconic moment. Becky has sold thousands of shirts by that accident. It just makes sense. I'm just kind of scrolling through the news feed, and I was earlier too as well. You know, I hate to dwell on this triple threat match. I really do. I really, really don't like to dwell on triple threat because, as I said, I've kind of come to terms with the triple threat. So as many hours as I've spent ranting on the fact that the triple threat is just stupid, it's stupid. I understand it, but I still think it's stupid. You know, I don't want to say I'm bored by this. I just don't know what to think about it anymore. And not because I want a one-on-one, we all know that, but because the storyline is just so convolutedly ridiculous. And again, it's filled with arrests in non-life-threatening, ongoing, forever injuries by Becky Lynch. And Ronda going, quote, rogue and calling out the business and trying to get attention by calling wrestling fake. Well, that's gets you attention, but that's not good attention. Good attention is good attention. No, it's not. That's what fools tell you. That's what fools tell you. So, you know, if she's trying to create a buzz, well, she created a buzz and also buried the rest of the roster for calling wrestling fake. WWE trying to create Becky version 2.0 by having Charlotte go crazy and try to basically duplicate the success of Becky by having Charlotte turn into that dark character who just went bat crazy on Ronda at Survivor Series. And It just was – this whole build, and I know there's a couple weeks ago, but why put the fans through this? I'm not following the logic. I know they have time to fill, but this could have been a very straightforward match. Straightforward is not always bad. Sometimes having too many people in the room with creative can create mayhem. You ever heard the analogy, too many cooks in the kitchen? Well, I think that this is a victim of that. But I'm still looking forward to it, but I'm starting to get bored by it, and boy, has Becky Lynch cooled off. You guys listened to my last show. I gave you reasons why, and reasons why I think, and still believe, that WWE is intentionally cooling off Becky Lynch. Yeah, intentionally. Yes, I said intentionally. Again, guys, tomorrow, Monday Night Raw, should be very telling. We have a SmackDown Live that I'm looking forward to as well with Kurt Angle and AJ Styles. And we are creeping closer and closer to WrestleMania, which is 14 days away. 2 weeks until WrestleMania. And, of course, for those of you who are baseball fans, opening day. Seems really early this year. Typically, it's not until the first week of April, March 28th. Oh, you know they're going to be playing in snow. Some teams are going to be playing in snow. It just, I don't know why it needs to start this early. I love baseball, but boy, does it feel early this year. March Madness is going on. There's just, if you're a sports fan, everything's heating up. It is a great time to be a sports fan. Baseball, basketball, wrestling. I mean, it's a cool time to pay attention to sports. So, well, guys, thank you for sticking with me here. I will be back later this week, Wednesday night. You know why I know exactly Wednesday night? Because I will be traveling, and I'll have a hotel room to myself, which means I can do it in a quiet space, and I will be able to deliver a Raw and SmackDown Live review show with only, at that time, what do I have? How many days to WrestleMania? We're doing a countdown here, folks. 11 days to WrestleMania at that point. It's coming quick. But thank you guys for joining me. And don't go anywhere, though, because I just have a couple last words from the sponsors of the show. I think you'll enjoy these quick mentions, and then you can head out into the sunset. But thank you guys for listening. And please give me that 5-star rating and review if you think I deserve it. Wink, wink. And I will be back later this week with Raw and SmackDown. Until then, take care. I'll talk to you next time. Okay, so let me ask you guys a question. Would you like to increase your cash flow? Kind of a stupid question, right? Who wouldn't? Well, I would encourage you guys to go to 247forlife.com. That's 247forlife.com. And when you go to this site, you can just put in your email, some basic info, and you can get hooked up into an amazing opportunity where it will help you do just that. Increase your cash flow. Why is it? You know, look, when you think about it, why is it that some people just seem to make money no matter what the economic climate is, while the rest of us have trouble even scraping by? Well, 3% of the population controls 97% of the wealth in the free world today. Think about that. 3% controls 97% of the wealth. So what are they doing that we're not? Head over to 247forlife.com. Again, this is not some get-rich-quick scheme. You just go to the site, enter your basic information, and you get free instant access to the most powerful wealth creation system on the internet today. It'll get you a lot closer to that 3% group. Remember, guys, they control 97% of the money. So check out 247forlife.com. You'll be glad you did.